In 1987, Donald Trump wrote a business advice book called The Art of the Deal. Fact, that book was a bestseller. Not fact, Trump made a TV movie based on the book that was supposed to air but didn't because a football game went into overtime. Then later, director Ron Howard found the movie at a yard sale in Phoenix, Arizona.
I had to physically wrestle it from a nice woman named Jenny. Much stronger than she looked, very persistent. I'm not proud of what happened, but what's done is done.
So, fact, the online comedy outfit Funny or Die has turned this whole idea into a movie called The Art of the Deal, starring Johnny Depp as the Donald.
Do you know that this is the second best-selling book of all time? After the Bible, which took 12 guys to write. You know what? It's boring.
The movie was released on Funny or Die's website yesterday, and it was written by Joe Randazzo, who joins us now from West Hollywood. Hey there.
Hi.
So is this a new genre, the fake made-for-TV movie?
I don't know if it's a completely new thing, but it's certainly new for Funny or Die, and it seemed like the best vessel to deliver everything we wanted to say about Donald Trump in a way that felt fitting for the time period in which he wrote the book, and that would be easily digestible. Yeah, the 1980s. Uh-huh. I think more than 50 minutes of Donald Trump is probably a little bit too much for anybody to bear.
And so Johnny Depp playing Donald Trump, how was that decision made? How did you get him on board?
I mean, I don't think anybody would have imagined that Johnny Depp would ever wind up playing Donald Trump, but everything just kind of lined up where he was coming in for a meeting, you know, with Adam McKay and Owen Burke, who's the executive producer, was like, we've got this Donald Trump script. Would you be interested in playing Donald Trump? And he's like, yeah, I would. And then after he came on, obviously, everybody else wanted to be involved too.
And I understand Johnny Depp kind of had to amass an army of people to become the Donald, not just to do the hair, but to do other things. I mean, was it, you know, working on accent or and what all did that entail?
Yeah, he had a whole crew who were all extremely gracious and nice. I mean, we shot the entire movie in 4 days. Nobody knew what the heck was going on. Alf was coming and going.
Alf.
He had a hair person, a makeup person.
And Alf.
And then, you know, Alf.
Alf. Like...
Christopher Lloyd, Alf. You know, we found Kenny Loggins to record an original song for it. And he really wanted to try to get, you know, as close to Donald without doing sort of surface level mimicry.
It's been said, you know, by a few critics that at this point, Donald Trump is kind of beyond satire. I mean, and yet so popular that there's really no use in making fun of him. What do you think about that?
Well, I think anybody who wants to be leader of the free world should be examined in any way you possibly can, psychologically, superficially, comedically. It's a weird thing to want to do. He's a pretty phenomenal character. But it was definitely a challenge. A lot of stuff that we wrote into the script when we started in late August or early September, he wound up saying in real life, so it stopped becoming absurd. So what we tried to do is try to find ways, I think, to capture what is at his essence, you know, which is this really big ego that can turn any loss into a victory, you know, never forgets a slight and sees himself as somehow both the victim and the savior at the same time. So what we wanted to do is just take sort of banal circumstances of deal making and present them in really ridiculous ways and then have Johnny play it as Donald extremely straight, as if this is the smartest thing to do, no matter how ridiculous it looks.
And the amazing thing was that nobody knew this was coming. I mean, how did you guys keep it a secret for so long?
Well, it all sort of happened so fast. And I think the people who were kind of brought into the creative circle to make it happen all recognized how much the stars had aligned to make it happen, that they all sort of had a vested interest in wanting to keep this secret so that it could be something really special. Everybody who came on as a different piece was added, it sort of became more magical, and I think everybody really recognized that right from the beginning and wanted to kind of maintain it and keep it pure and keep it orange.
That's Joe Randazzo. He wrote the script for the Funny or Die made-for-TV movie, The Art of the Deal. Thank you very much.
Thank you.